Caretaker Telecommunications Minister Johnny Quorum has dismissed any responsibility for all issues related to the ministry, ranging from the illegal internet issue to technical failures and breaches, and ultimately the war itself. Despite his denial of any breach in the official communications network, the targeted calls citizens received by name, instructing them to evacuate their homes, along with the identification of specific areas targeted for bombing, clearly represent a breach. With every crisis that hits Lebanon, we face the risk of isolation from the world. From the onset of the economic collapse, followed by the electricity crisis and the inability to secure funding for diesel, Lebanese citizens have repeatedly endured service outages. Now, amid worsening security conditions and expanding war, ODRO Director General Imad Kraidia warned 2 days ago that internet access would be cut off if Israel targets the network. He also confirmed that there is no alternative plan to maintain this service for citizens, while the emergency plan focuses on ensuring that the state remains connected to the world to provide essential services. Commenting on the statements made, the expert in electronic communication Amr Altabesh asserted that caretaker Minister of Communications Johnny Quorum is, in fact, evading responsibility for all matters related to the ministry, ranging from the illegal internet issue to technical failures and breaches, and extending to the ongoing war between Hezbollah and Israel. Despite Minister Quorum's denial of any breach of the official communications network, Altabesh emphasized that the targeted calls citizens received by name to evacuate their homes, along with the identification of specific geographic areas set for the bombing, clearly represent a breach. In this context, Altabesh noted that the minister's approach to the unprecedented situation we are facing, spanning the electricity crisis, economic turmoil, and the war, is a failure, as he lacks a proper emergency plan. Furthermore, he questioned the effectiveness of a plan that excludes the public and is confined to state institutions, arguing that the efforts to provide internet access to the state are completely ineffective. The expert in electronic communication further explained that the state relies on a single underwater cable connecting Lebanon to Europe and Asia, which runs through Cyprus and Egypt, with its associated data center located in the north. He noted that if this cable is damaged, the country would face complete isolation, and the cost of repairs would be extremely high. Additionally, Altabesh highlighted the Cadmus 2 cable, which Cyprus was prepared to provide and finance for its own advantage through subscription fees. However, protests against the project resulted in Lebanon now relying exclusively on one cable. Regarding the alternative plan, Altabesh stated that it is technically unfeasible, as distributing Starlink to the entire population would not be practical due to its limited capacity. Moreover, the cabinet may struggle to reach a consensus regarding its adoption, given the opposition from Hezbollah and the Amal movement, who contend that it would expose us. He further remarked, "Assuming we are not already exposed, ultimately, it is the citizens who bear the consequences."